Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where I'm sharing my walk with Christ with you. Today is June the 10th, 2021. Today in my daily Bible reading, I read Deuteronomy 14. Now, normally, as Christians, we cannot assume the truth spoken in the Old Testament is able to be claimed as a New Testament Christian. However, in this case, we can. We can because the same truth is shared in the New Testament. In Deuteronomy 14:2, we read, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth." God is reminding the children of Israel why he is giving them these laws. He is giving them these laws because they're to not be like other people. They're God's chosen people. He gave them the laws so that their culture would be recognizably different from the culture of the heathen people. They are peculiarly holy unto the Lord. Now we find that same truth revealed in the New Testament. In 1 Peter 2:9, it says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Notice the reasoning is the same. Christians are to be peculiarly holy people to show the praises of the one who called them out of darkness. That's a difficult word to say, peculiarly. I have heard many times, let me say that again. Christians are to be a peculiarly holy people to show the praises of the one who called them out of darkness. I've heard many times someone say, "Well, I think you can be a Christian and still do this or that." Well, the problem is, it's not about whether you can still be a Christian and do a certain thing. The question is, can you show the praises of him who called you out of darkness if you do a certain thing? You see, the determining factor here is not what you can do and still be a Christian. It is, can I do this and show forth the praises of him who called me out of the darkness and into the marvelous light? Will your culture be recognizably different than the culture in the world? Will your walk be different than the walk in the world? You see, the focus is not on you. The focus is on Christ. Maybe today as Christians, we should consider some of the things which we allow in our lives. Maybe we should rethink some things. Are there actions in your life which would not allow your peculiar holiness to shine forth? If there is, maybe you should consider giving them up. Remember, you're to be a holy people, a peculiar people, to show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness. So are there actions in your life that are dark, that don't differentiate between you and the world? If there is, maybe you should consider giving them up. Lots for us to think about today, because it's a different perspective. Not, can I be a Christian and do this or that, but if I do this, will it show forth the praises of the one who called me out of the darkness and into the light? Something for you to consider today. Let's pray. Lord, today we thank you for making us your people. Lord, we thank you for making us different from the world. I pray, Lord, that your people would show forth your praises. You have called us out of darkness and into the light. Teach us to walk in the light as you are in the light. Because of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark, signing off.